My beautiful, beautiful friend, the soul yearns for adventure. Its cosmic and curious nature longs to experience all that life on Earth offers. It conspires with the unseen to be hidden from the truth, from itself, so that it can know the truth, so that it can know itself. Without duality or contrast, it could never fully see the depths of its valency. Dazzling in ecstasy with each step of growth, evolution, and deeper knowledge of love, the soul celebrates every great epiphany and every quaver of fear. The human condition captivates this ingenious force and explodes it into the dense energetic field of Earth. As it breaks free from the mother womb, it cries and exclaims its presence and intricate purpose in the infinite narrative of life. Choosing to forget, it moves with discombobulation, scouring the earth to find something, someone, anything that will mend the wound of separation from its source, separation from its mother, separation from God. Swirling and whirling, it forgets the divine and pure nature of itself to dive deep into the depths of the shadows. In darkness and agony, it cries out to feel safe, nourished, and loved, and when it cannot hear an answer, a call, anguish fills the heart. The world's hallucinations and harrowing illusions confuse the embodiment of the soul in human form, dimming the portals of life force that flow into the miraculous body it inhabits. Too bright and too loud for a small, dull world, it feels shunned and repelled by the reality of which it exists. So walls are built and defenses taken. Weapons and masks are created to hide the luminous glimmers of authentic expression. Its suffering and pain are projected upon and sours the ones it loves most. The egoic mind buries its claws deep into the pure psyche and fuels the belief of separation and suffering. And when suffering becomes too much to bear, the soul plots its ascent back to harmony and back to love. Courageously, it reaches deep inside and cries out, I am ready to know myself. I am ready to know who I am and to come empty and humble so that I may be filled up by the great spirit and divine light that I long for, that I've always longed for. For deep within there is a knowing that this divine and sacred light is a birthright. Awakening to the truth that every word, every thought, and every action is a prayer, calling those expressions back to itself, it is now ready to walk the winding and enchanted road home, ready to take full responsibility for its creations and the beliefs it holds that were constructed by the shadows. With nowhere to go, it goes into the inner world, no longer making the excuse to stay fixated on distractions and external noise. It fearlessly enters the quiet haven that has patiently awaited its presence. Why have I waited so long? It asks itself as it curls up in the comfort of this holy space. Prayer and stillness become its sanctuary. Now available to watch and witness the egoic mind that runs rampant and causes chaos to no end, it embodies a commanding presence and patiently grounds the incessant and irresponsible mind back into its place as an ally and trusted friend. With spacious awareness, it can now hear the beat of the heart, innately knowing that this is where all wisdom of the moment resides and arises from. Understanding now more than ever that the raging mind will never offer peace, solutions, or inspiration. It sits in the seat of the observer, calmly and diligently attuning it back to the breath and the beat of the heart. In the stillness, serendipitous and mystic messages begin to flood in with the remembering of home. No longer rushing to nowhere, it sits in place, opening the portals of love to flow in. The tranquil quality of the body allows the light to seep into every cell and harmonizes it back to the truth, back to love. The brilliance of the body is activated and attuned to higher frequencies of the light that has shown its way in. Holding an intelligence that no man will ever figure out, the body too awakens from the dream of remembrance its magnificent quest as a vibrant, energetic, and radiant vessel for the soul to journey in. In the surrender, it feels all that life reveals to it. No longer bypassing the sensations of the feelings it has been running from, it stares them dead in the eye and now proclaims that the energy may be set free. With confidence and in complete allowance, it embraces the unfolding of the soul's lessons it dreams of knowing. It sets down the heavy and burdensome baggage of judgment and fear, and grace and gratitude become its constant companions and links arms to be held back to the remembrance and realization that everything it has been searching for has always been within. Slowing the speed of life each time it comes home to the heart, it attunes to the ever-present moment, savoring the sweet and miraculous nectar of all unfolding of life. In its discovery that life was never about being happy, it realizes that in fact it was designed to journey back to the remembering that it's already whole, just as it is. No changes, no different. Now each step of the soul's journey is filled with the knowing that the mystery of life no longer poses a threat. Rather, it is the home of its spiritual army who constantly has its back. In gratitude and recognition of the lessons, struggles, and shadows, it now sees how it prevailed. How the amnesia it chose to take on was the greatest gift of all. We must forget to remember. The egoic mind creates the forgetting and the soul reveals the remembering. The remembrance can only be touched in the space between the thoughts, and now the soul, encoded with unwavering trust, builds the foundation of which pure joy and ecstasy can pour in to each step it takes. No longer does it seek to quench its thirst from a far-off river, for it has found the fountain of endless and infinite holy water within it. It can now drink itself back to love and be so filled up that it pours out into the world around it, shining its authentic star-coated light so bright it becomes a lighthouse for others lost in the forgetting. Just existing becomes ecstasy, and life becomes a clear and spacious canvas for which it can create the divine work of its soul. What a gift it is to see the perspective of the soul and to know that all we are, all that we have ever been, and all that we are becoming is part of the greater divine plan. May stillness and prayer become your sanctuary so that you can touch upon the light that you are. In love, Becky.